Yesterday, the House of Representatives voted in favour of merging the Family Court with the Federal Circuit Court, a proposal that sparked fierce debate since it was introduced to Parliament a year ago. Now, the government argues it will make the Family Court more efficient, but critics, especially professionals working in the Family Court, argue it needs to remain its own entity. The bill still needs to pass the Senate, and Labor has vowed to fight it. Joining me now is a former Chief Justice of the Family Court, Alastair Nicholson. He held that position from 1988 until 2004, and he joins us tonight. Thanks so much for your time.
Pleasure.
You're on the record as being opposed to this merger. Why do you believe it would be bad for the Family Court?
It's not so much as whether it's bad for the Family Court. I think it's bad for the Australian public. The way I would look at it and compare it, for example, is it really amounts to the government in a state saying, oh, we'll merge the Supreme Court and the County Court and the Magistrates Court all together. And, of course, that just couldn't work. It would be unheard of. And yet that's what they're trying to do here, because each court has different functions. And the real problem is that if you push the Family Court into a merger with the Federal Circuit Court, it's no longer then a specialist family court. And also, you don't have an appeal division of a family court. You don't have the sort of build-up of knowledge. You don't have the top people as the judges of the family court. And really, I think it's the most destructive suggestion and quite illogical. And the other thing I find very strange about it is that it's been done without this is the abolition of a federal superior court. Now, that doesn't happen very often and shouldn't happen lightly. There's been no proper inquiry, consultation with the legal profession, with the public, with the Law Council of Australia in particular. It's just been done as some kind of a dogma, if you like, that the government has, which is this Liberal government has long demonstrated lack of support for the Family Court. I know that from the time I was there. And I think, a culmination of that sort of attitude.
Can you understand why the government's trying to make the Family Court more streamlined and more efficient?
Well, I could understand the idea of making it more streamlined and more efficient, but this is not the way to do it. The way to do it is to provide, for example, just as an example, when I was Chief Justice, we had a counselling service. We had counsellors working in the court who definitely streamlined it, because they were able to resolve cases much more quickly. With the judges could get their help in relation to it. Now, this new policy will, I think, take us back to the 50s and 60s. In effect, a bit like the magistrates' court dealing with all these family matters. And even then, there was a superior court dealing with the more serious cases. There won't be one now. So I just don't think... I think the concept's just crazy, quite frankly. I think this was one of the really great achievements of the Whitlam government. And it was something that should stand stand alone. And you've got to improve it. You've got to improve its throughput. But throughput's not the only thing. You can't do that at the expense of the decision-making policies. And the fact is that if you've just got one huge lower court, there's no real opportunity to control it, to develop legal policies, to develop how the law to help how the law develops. I mean, the Family Court's judgments are known all around the world because it's one of the few specialist appellate courts that operate in this field, and that's just being tossed out the window as well. So I think it's a completely illogical approach, and it's a culmination of a long period of lack of support. When George Brandis was Attorney General, he continually failed to replace judges in a timely fashion, or in many cases at all. So the court found it very difficult to maintain its workload because it didn't have the people to do it. And this has been almost a campaign of attrition. And I really think it's a most unfortunate development. I think worse still, I think the people that are going to suffer from this are children and families. And I think that they'll lose something that's very important in the development of family law in the country. I don't know that I can say much more than that, I'm afraid.
Alastair, we'll speak to you again. I really appreciate your time tonight.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Anyway.
Former Chief Justice of the Family Court, Alistair Nicholson there.